Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu stresses on promoting agriculture-based industry to increase farmers' income. Chief Minister Nipiryo urges councillors to work with transparency, efficiency and dedication. Transport Secretary Robert Longchari says state government focused on improving road safety. And Guwahati High Court quashes appointment of 935 police constables recruited by Nagaland government. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed on promoting agriculture-based industry to increase income of farmers. Addressing the centenary celebrations of the ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, in Ranchi, Murmu advised scientists to make aware farmers about secondary agriculture. She said ICAR can play effective role in this regard. The president highlighted that farmers' income can be increased by training them on processing units. Murmu added that use of waste material by farmers will help them strengthen their financial position. Chief Minister Nipiryo today urged councillors to work with transparency, efficiency and dedication. He said this after inaugurating the Dimapur Municipal Council office. Rio said urban local bodies are the branch of government closest to the people, where citizens can directly interact and participate in governance, noting that ULPs can make tangible impact by addressing grassroots issues and local matters. He urged civic bodies to be self-sustainable, generating revenue for urban infrastructure like roads, water and sanitation. Rio further called on councillors to educate the public that the money paid as taxes by citizens is for improving lives and to judiciously utilise resources to make Dimapur a model city. Rio also asserted that all municipal and town councils must have a master plan for comprehensive development of cities and towns. He said the state government had released an amount of 36 crore rupees to all local bodies for adenting to their immediate requirements. Meanwhile, Advisor Labour, Employment and Skill Development, Mua Doshi Longoma, urged the councillors to regulate the market price and take a bold step to remove the syndicate system prevailing in the market and welfare unions. Secretary Transport Department Robert Longchari today said the state government is taking significant steps to reduce road accidents and fatalities with a focus on improving road safety infrastructure and awareness across the state. Speaking at the inaugural program of the Sensitization Training on Integrated Road Accident Database, IRAD, and E-Detailed Accident Report, EDAR, in Kohima, Longchari called for collaborative efforts from all stakeholders to tackle the growing number of accidents in Nagaland. He said while road transport systems have minimized distances globally, they have also increased risks resulting in serious injuries and loss of lives. Longchari highlighted that the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways is working jointly with the state governments to improve road safety and reduce accident-related fatalities. He reiterated the state's commitment to achieving Vision Zero, that is zero accidents and fatalities, within the next 5 years. He also informed that the State Motor Vehicles Department is conducting awareness campaigns and road safety programs across all districts. The introduction of ERED and EDAR systems is expected to streamline the reporting and processing of road accidents, easing compensation claims for victims and their families. Transport Commissioner Elias T. Lothar, delivering the keynote address, stressed that road safety improvement has become an urgent priority with a focus on saving lives and reducing losses from accidents. Lothar also called for personal responsibility and defensive driving among road users. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Guwahati High Court has quashed the appointment of 935 police constables made by the Nagaland government between January 2018 and October 2019, citing lack of proper advertisement. The court was responding to petitions filed by a group of unemployed youths who alleged that the government had filed the Post without issuing advertisements. In the ruling, the court directed the state government to hold a fresh selection process by ensuring compliance with the law and advertising the post in all local newspapers. It also ordered the recruitment process to be completed within 6 months. The ruling said current appointees and those not selected in the previous round will be eligible to participate in the fresh selection process. While the court relaxed the upper age limit, it upheld compliance with basic qualifications or physical fitness requirements. The court said present appointees may remain in service for up to 6 months or until new appointments are made, whichever is earlier. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today appealed to artisans to become entrepreneurs and businessmen by taking the benefits of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. He was addressing a function on the anniversary of PM Vishwakarma Yojana at Vartha in Maharashtra. The PM said that over 6.5 lakh beneficiaries were provided with modern machinery and toolkits, while loans worth 1,400 crore rupees were disbursed. He also underlined that beneficiaries of this scheme are mostly from the scheduled caste and scheduled tribes. During the program, Modi laid the foundation of PM Mitra Textile Park, which is expected to create 1 lakh employment opportunities. To mark the anniversary of the scheme, the Prime Minister unveiled commemorative stamp and released digital IT cards, digital skill certificates and digital loan sanction letters to beneficiaries of PM Vishwakarma scheme. A consultative meeting to discuss the proposed railway belt from Dimapur to Dizit was held at Longleng district yesterday. The meeting was chaired by MLA P. Bangtik Pom and attended by Longleng Deputy Commissioner W. Manbai Pom, SP Longleng, Resident Pom People's Council and concerned village councils. The meeting noted that 3 villages under Longleng district will be affected under the proposed railway belt. The House agreed upon to initiate a joint sitting with all the stakeholders and requested the MLA to take up the matter with the Chief Minister. It was also agreed in principle to issue no objection certificate on the condition that the beneficiaries are adequately compensated. The Chairman also appealed for active cooperation of all stakeholders for the success of the railway project. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has called for ongoing collaboration, continuous innovation and strong commitments to improve food safety systems. Inaugurating the Global Food Regulators Summit in New Delhi today, Nadda emphasized how the rapid globalization, technological advancements and evolving consumer preferences are reshaping the food system. Noting concerns over increase in plastic waste, the minister said India's efforts in developing eco-friendly packaging solutions are crucial for reducing environmental impact and ensuring these alternatives are safe for health. And marking the end of the month-long celebration of Pushan Ma, Social Welfare Department, Longleng organized Pushan Panchayat and Early Childhood Care Education, ECCE, traditional doi making at Mungtikang village yesterday. The event included discourse on the importance of ECCE and hygiene, importance of community mobilization and participation in government schemes. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. President Draupadi Murmu stresses on promoting agriculture-based industry to increase farmers' income. Chief Minister Nipiro urges councillors to work with transparency, efficiency and dedication. Transport Secretary Robert Longchari says state government focused on improving road safety. And Guwahati High Court quashes appointment of 935 police constables recruited by Nagaland government. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.